The celebration included a street parade and a festival for workers and their families. It only took 3 years for the celebration to spread to other industrial centers of the country. To appease labor unions after the Pullman strike of 1894, President Grover Cleveland proposed and Congress passed legislation making Labor Day a national holiday only 6 days after the strike ended. The Pullman strike began as a dispute between the employees of the Pullman Palace Car Company and the railroad company. The dispute focused on the reduction of wages that the railroad imposed. What started as a local issue became a national one when 250,000 railroad workers in support of the Pullman employees staged a strike. Over the years, Labor Day has changed from a day of parades and festivals to more of a day of rest and a last hurrah of the summer.